Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Yes, it is. Morena, Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm feeling good.
Awesome. That's good. Good week.
Oh, yeah. We're heading towards the end in the student term, as some of our listeners will know. It was week 11. Yeah, so we're in the final stretch.
Nice, nice. And New Zealand Music Month coming to a close as well, so we've got a very special Travelling Tunes lined up today. We're talking about Māori show bands.
Yeah, such a fantastic sort of phenomenon. And it produced some of our great artists. This is where Prince Tuiteka came from, Billy T. James, Joan Rawls. They all got their start in these show bands. And so they literally emerged from, you know, sort of the post-war period. They were sort of entertainers. They were usually groups of about five or six dudes and then maybe one woman. And they did covers, they did rock and roll and pop, and then they interspersed sort of Māori elements. And they were so huge and so beloved. And, you know, back then, a lot of Pākehā were not as open to Māori songs and Māori music. They didn't know kapahaka and stuff. And so they actually sort of snuck it in through this sort of rock and roll and pop. And they were so popular. Most of them ended up in Australia, Las Vegas. Like, they were really big.
Yeah, huge sort of musical export for Aotearoa. And yeah, like you say, played quite a big part in paving the way for a lot of contemporary Waiatereo Māori as we know now. Shall we kick things off? Who do we want to start by listening to?
Let's start with the Poi Poi Twist by Rim T. Paul and the Quinn Tickies.
Now, the Quinn Tickies, pretty influential quite early on in terms of Māori show bands. Am I right in thinking that?
Yes, because this song is 1963. So, yeah, they were one of the earlier ones. They performed in, they went to Vietnam, performed to the troops for a while, and different members of theirs ended up Sydney and the Gold Coast, and they were really famous for doing lots of tricks on stage, lots of fancy dance moves, playing their guitars blindfolded, and they started in Rotorua.
Oh, awesome. Let's listen to Poi Poi Twist.
This is a twisting tune, and you're gonna sing it soon. These are the words to say, boy, boy, twist the night away. It's a Maori melody. Come on along and twist with me, boy, boy, and twist the night away. Yeah. When the band begins to stomp and the kids begin to romp, the girls begin to sway, boy, boy, twist the night away. It's a Maori melody. Come on along and twist with me, boy, boy, and twist the night away, yeah.
Much fun. You can imagine how good it would have been to dance to that, eh?
Yeah, you could just feel that it would be a hype stage show, because you can hear them, like, they have like the clapping, and then when that sax solo comes in, it seems such a strange mix, right? With the singing, the Waiata, but you know, you could tell they just grew up in Elvis and rock and roll and just, you know, could perfect everything themselves.
So interesting how these sort of worlds of, like, blues and rock and roll and incorporating Waiatarao Māori together sort of happened? Because I'm also imagining that this was a time that a lot of Māori didn't feel very connected to their reo, their language. So, you know, singing those songs was a way to make that connection and do it in a way that felt sort of contemporary and relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. This was when a lot of Māori were moving to the cities and moving away from their pas and sort of their, you know, their people. And so that's when things really started to get lost. So this, you know, this just came in at a perfect time, and it was just so much fun. One thing I want to comment on is the band names, because you have the Māori Troubadours, the Māori Premiers, the Māori Castaways, the Hakas, the Māori Skyliners, and then you have the High Quins, the High Marks, the High Fives. They're just
pretty awesome.
And the next one we have is the Māori Volcanics. They're a really one of the other really big ones. They actually formed in Sydney. How weird is that? Sort of at the helm was Robbie Ratana, who wrote this track we're going to play, and they've performed in 60 countries in over 4 decades with what they call comedy country variety. And it was a real training ground for various artists. This is Billy T. James had been in this. So this is Maku e Mihi.
Beautiful. Let's have a listen.
Maku e Mihi atu. Kia koto te iwi Māori. No re.
Beautiful. It's almost got a bit of a Christmas vibe to it, hey?
Yeah, I love the sort of maudlin aspect of it, you know, the crying in your beer, you know, at their gigs when they bring it down. you know, you can just feel that it's sad, the longing.
Mm. Yeah, very cool. We've got one more song to finish on.
This is Delvanius and the Fascinations. And so this is from the 70s when they were moving into sort of disco and funk and R&B and soul. And so Delvanius had been part of these show bands. And so he sort of brought that in to the, you know, following decades.
Yes. Yeah. Delvanius, highly, highly influential figure in New Zealand music, hey?
Yeah, with his poie. He also did Māori's on 45 mix. So he's just such an awesome musician and entrepreneur. But so this is, you know, about a decade before Poirier, but just so this is him when he was with a show band.
Mm.
And this track is Voodoo Lady.
So cool to trace that lineage, and you can so clearly see how those early show bands would have paved the way for the likes of Patea Māori Club, who were, you know, way ahead of their time in their own right and carving out quite a distinctive sort of like Māori futurist lens on music. And then the music that we've got now that's winning awards like Mokotron, it's very cool to see the lineage of how people have adapted Waiatarao Māori to fit into different contemporary music spaces, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. And you see their influences, but as well as them like putting back their full creativity back out into there.
Beautiful. Oh, New Zealand music, eh? How good.
That's right.
Well, we're going to close out with Voodoo Lady from Delvanius and the Fascinations. But thank you very much, Kirsten, for another great Travelling Tunes. Happy New Zealand Music Month.
Yeah, that's right. Kia ora.
I hope you have an awesome weekend.
Thanks.
Bye.
Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.